here with Paul Mallin at Apex. Paul, what are your hopes for the new season?
Well, first of all, I hope for great racing, as I'm sure everybody does. And there's a lot of talk in the off-season about Villopoto and Cairoli versus Villopoto. It's difficult to say at this stage whether they are going to be the only two contenders. I think my own personal feeling is it's almost, the talk has been so much about those two, it's almost disrespectful to the other guys like the DeSales, the Van Horbeeks, the Nagels, the Waters, the Tommy Searles, all these guys, the Dyke, you know, everybody else that's in there, and obviously Paulland as well. And I think they could, in their own way, open a few eyes, because in some ways all the talk is on the other two, so the pressure is off these guys, if you know what I mean. So I hope that, yes, there's great racing. I don't want to see cheap shots either. People kind of going, oh, Villopoto's here, cheap takeout because we're Euros versus the only American on the track. Sure, that won't happen, but, you know, I think respect has to be due to him. But also, give him a race. Don't move out of the way and sort of make it easy for him either, because, well, he's going to pass me anyway type of deal. But I'm looking forward to the whole season, flying out on the 25th. And I think looking at the calendar in terms of people talking about, again, possible disadvantages for Ryan Villopoto, for instance. A, I think it's known that he can learn a track really quickly because of how we've seen him ride at the Nations in the past when he's been over here and won them. And secondly, the first three rounds, there's only one track that he's going to be at a disadvantage at, and that's a night race on hard, slick conditions that he's pretty much used to anyway. It's an easy track to learn. You get a good start, you can pretty much hold your own. But Bangkok, Thailand, brand new track. Argentina round three, brand new track. So out of the first three rounds, there's only one round where he's at an inverted commas disadvantage.
And what about MX2? Jeffrey seems to be playing down his chances. Do you think that's a touch of mind games?
Well, we saw him playing down his chances and his mind games in the run into Brazil, Mexico last year, didn't we? And on that occasion, it never worked out for him. And reading between the lines from what people have said, leading into him, you know, getting back on a bike, some of the complications have arisen due to him not paying attention to advice that he was given, whether it was team personnel or, more importantly, doctors. If they say stay off it for 3 months, they mean stay off it for 3 months, but word on the street is that he's been riding a little bit when he shouldn't have been and adding to complications and therefore the infection, and so he's probably only got himself to blame in that respect, you know, if that is true. And I hope he learns from that, but it doesn't change the fact that he should be on the back foot coming into Qatar. I watched a video recently of him a couple of days ago where he was saying he's prepared mentally for people coming by him and not winning the races, where he's coming into the season normally thinking only about winning races. So that would be an interesting concept. But I think one guy that, judging by the Valence International, that could throw up a few surprises, not necessarily Tixier, not Ferrandis, is his teammate at KTM, Paul Jonas. You know, you've got a guy that was struggling to score points in the MX2 Grand Prix that he did last year, suddenly going out and going 1-1 in Valence, and he could be another dark horse out there and might catch a few people out and, you know, catch them by surprise.
Okay, come the end of the year, taking us forward to the last one in Glen Helen. Is it going to be orange bikes or is it going to be a green bike in there?
Well, man, if I could determine that right now.
Gut feeling.
Again, I have no idea. There's two races that are going to be important, I think. One is Majora, because if we see the Cairoli, Paulland type of race that we saw 2 years ago with Cairoli Villopoto, if they're leading the championship, you know, in terms of how people are talking about the championship in a moment, that might be a deciding factor in terms of the round. I know it's, you know, sort of like about the halfway stage of the championship. But having said that, you know, you start adding three or four more guys to the mix in that particular venue, which we know the atmosphere is going to be electric anyway, then, you know, the title could still be wide open. But from a romantics point of view, the whole fairy tale thing and everything else, should we go to the final round and the championship's still undecided, what a great ending it would be for Villopoto to, you know, walk away having won it in America. And obviously, if it is a two or three horse race, for any of those other guys out there to prevent that from happening, you know, it should make for a thrilling climatic round. Then, of course, you go to the Motocross of Nations. If Villopoto is first, second or third in the world, but he goes there as world champion, he has to be on the team, surely, in France in a week's time. And if he goes out with a Motocross of Nations win as well, that would just be like the dream ending, wouldn't it? So, but you know what, we've got 18 rounds, we've got a lot of laps, lots of track conditions, lots of unknowns, as always. So you know, are we going to even learn anything from the first round in Qatar? Who knows?
Thank you very much.